From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says that the Islamic State group is guilty of genocide. Speaking at the State Department on Thursday, Kerry said that Islamic State, or Daesh in its Arabic acronym, was guilty of crimes against ethnic and religious minorities in both Iraq and in Syria.
I say this even though the ongoing conflict and lack of access to key areas has made it impossible to develop a fully detailed and comprehensive picture of all that Daesh is doing and all that it has done.
The genocide declaration means the United States would prosecute any Islamic State member in its territory. It does not obligate any specific American action against the terror group in Syria or Iraq. The last State Department designation of genocide was in 2004 by Secretary of State Colin Powell in response to murders and mass rapes in Sudan's Darfur region. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has criticized Russian President Vladimir Putin, saying that Russia's intervention in Syria prolonged the civil war and did not help in the fight against the Islamic State group. Carter made the statement to the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday.
Russia said it was coming into Syria to fight ISIL, but that's not what it did. Instead, their military has only prolonged the civil war, propped up Assad, and as of now, we haven't seen whether Russia retained the leverage to find a diplomatic way forward.
Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial withdrawal of his country's forces from Syria on Monday, saying that all of Russia's objectives had been achieved. Since then, Russian media have shown videos of a steady departure of Russian warplanes from Syria. This is VOA News. Late word that EU leaders meeting in Brussels, Belgium, have agreed on a common position to offer Turkey to deal with the largest refugee crisis on the continent since World War II. Luxembourg's Prime Minister Xavier Bettel said that on Twitter Thursday that after talks in Brussels, leaders were assured that the draft deal would not result in mass deportations and that differences were bridged over sweeteners to give Turkey in exchange for its help. Under the plan, the EU would pay to send new migrants arriving in Greece who don't qualify for asylum back to Turkey. For every migrant returned, the EU would accept one Syrian refugee, up to a total of 72,000 people to be distributed among European states. In exchange for Turkey's help, the EU would offer up to 6 billion euros, or $6.6 billion in aid, an easing of visa restrictions for Turkish citizens, and faster EU membership talks. The Syrian opposition says it is eager to move ahead with a six-month plan for a political transition in Syria. Basma Kodmani is a representative for the High Negotiations Committee, currently meeting in Geneva.
We presented Mr. de Mistura with a memo, a detailed memo, on our vision of the transitional period and the formation of a transitional governing body.
UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura says the plan outlined several steps the opposition is seeking, and he hopes to have a similar plan from the Syrian government.
It was very substantive. Papers on the political transition were actually distributed, and they went very deeply into how they see the political transition being potentially implemented soon.
Mr. de Mistura's statement came after Syrian Kurds declared a federal region Thursday in areas they control in the northern part of the country. The declaration would unite three Kurdish-controlled provinces to create a self-run region within Syria, not unlike an area that Kurds have controlled in neighboring Iraq. However, Syria's foreign ministry rejected the Kurds' action, calling it unconstitutional and worthless. And South Korea's defense ministry says North Korea has fired a ballistic missile into the sea off its eastern coast. The launch came just days after North Korea's leader ordered tests of a nuclear warhead and ballistic missiles capable of carrying warheads. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.